New line, subject, window, record, uncheck, checkbox.
Good evening, everyone. At least it's evening here. This is Matthew Campbell at Eyeless Mac. We're going to do some more Manamon stuff. I want to do a couple of things before I get the game going, actually.
Kitchen iTunes 12 of 48.
I'm going to load the game. I'm going to get it started loading now, Manamon. So get past this stupid, annoying Manamon is loading. Please wait. Screen. That's really irritating and obnoxious, and I really wish it would just go away. But what do you do? So I'm going to just get it to a point where I can load my game file, which should be soon.
Load complete.
Shut
up. Menu, load game. Total playing time, 4 hours, 15.
Now, I want to talk a little bit more about team building. Seems like a lot of people are having issues getting their team figured out, what they're going to use, whatnot. A couple things. First of all, keep in mind that you don't have to go through the game with the same 6 Manamon the whole way through. You don't have to do that. You can switch up your team. Just keep in mind that you'll want to be training up the new team. The other thing to keep in mind is a lot of fights in this game are what are called scaled fights. So what they're going to do is they're going to take into account your top-leveled Manamon. And the team that you face will be that same level as your top-leveled. So let's say you have, you know, a level 30, a level 20, a level 22, and, you know, a couple random levels. Say that your level 30 is your highest level. The team you're going to face in the scaled fights is going to be 30-ish. Possibly one level higher, maybe. Very rarely, though, does that happen. So you're going to want to make sure everybody's roughly the same level. And I usually suggest try and do 5 levels every badge, or every stadium key. So, you know, you're around 15 for the first key, maybe 20, 25 for the second, you know, 5 to 10 levels higher for each stadium key. And that should put you in a good spot to complete the game pretty easily. The next thing I want to show you, not just tell you about, is the type effectiveness manual. So I'm going to hit Windows R here. I'm going to do C colon. Now, this might be in a very, very slightly, shut up NVDA, a very, very slightly different location. If you're running a 64-bit version of Windows, which I am,
program files 13 of 28.
You're going to have program files,
program files x86, 14
and you're going to have program files x86. You'll know which one you have. If you have two folders called program files, then you're clearly running a 64-bit. So if you're 64-bit, you want to go into that x86 folder. If you're running 32-bit Windows, just go into program files. So I'm going to go in here.
VGStorm.com.
I'm going to go into VGStorm.
Items view list. Manamon not selected.
We've got the Manamon
selected
folder.
Items view list.
I'm going to press T.
Type effectiveness manual.txt 9 of 11.
This thing is here. This thing is like the Bible of success in this game, and I'll show you why.
Flame is very effective against plant, insect, ice, and steel. Flame is not very effective against flame, water, magic, dragon, and stone. Blank. Water is very effective against flame, earth, and stone. Water is not very effective against water, plant, and dragon.
This thing is amazing.
Blank.
Because you can use it to help build your team. You want a well-rounded team. So if you're, you know, you're in an area, and you have a really tough scaled fight, you want to make sure you don't have Manamon of the same type all throughout your team. You want to mix your types up as much as possible. You know, so if you have like 3 air types, you're screwed already because you're now weak to flame, rock, ice, or sorry, not flame, rock, ice, and electric. Good job. You just kind of messed up your team. You want to go back and look at that. You want to choose, have a well-rounded bunch. And I'm going to be doing that over the course of my Manamon walkthrough, having a good team going. So that's really what I wanted to show you. I'm going to close
Manamon.
These windows, and we're going to get started.
New game. Load game.
So last time we... I'm going to move away from that stupid dinging ladder. Okay. So last time...
Select an option. Party.
We went through the Minaraf Tunnel. We got our Manamon back. We have a few new team members, so I do have to definitely visit the hotel and change up my guys a bit. So now we're in Hansha Village. There's not a ton to do here, but there is some stuff to do. So we're gonna hit escape. Get out of the thing here. So the first building we come to is the market. Pretty similar selection of stuff in here. Nothing crazy.
76, 76 gold.
I'm not gonna worry about it right now. I'm gonna continue left to hit there. Go north and... Oops. Let's go down here. Grab this item.
Matt found the bone dagger V2.0. Matt stored the bone.
Yeah. Don't care. I don't like this city. It's kind of annoying to navigate.
Manamon Market.
Yep. So we go south a bit. Now we're in the clear. I'm gonna stop with a lot of directions. The directional sounds are in the game. We've been doing them this whole time. So you should be able to follow where I'm going based on my sounds. So I'm probably gonna stop talking about what directions I'm going. So I'm actually gonna go down all the way to the bottom of here. Go lefty. Oops. Go in here.
It's a bin for throwing trash into common. Matt found the deal was just hidden amongst the garbage.
That's why we checked the garbage, folks.
Who throw that away? Matt stored the deal was just in the items.
There's a phone in here that activates a quest that I actually haven't done before. So we might look at that, but
Encounter effects have expired.
Oh. Cool story. Let's talk to this dude.
It's important to have a well-balanced team of Manamon, especially for challenges later on in your journey.
Weren't we just talking about that?
Your lowest and highest level Manamon should probably be within 5 levels of each other. To move a Manamon first in your party, go to party, select the Manamon you want, and then select swap Manamon. You can then reorganize your Manamon however you want. This is very important.
Wow, why did I even bother having this big conversation at the beginning? That dude mentioned it perfectly. Let's go left here. Whoops. Talk to you.
The Transportal is truly an amazing advancement in technology. We never had anything quite so amazing back in my day.
There's that phone. We're not gonna deal with it yet. So that's all the people in this house. Let's leave.
Matt found a level of herb. Matt's north of level.
So there's a little dead end down at the south. You definitely want to visit that. Grab that level up herb. Now, keep in mind though, when you use one of those, you do not get training points. Let's go left here, enter.
On the hotel.
Oh, thank God. Okay, let's.
All Manamon have been complete.
Okay, now, before I talk to that dude, I'm going to do some party reconfiguring.
Welcome to the Transportal with Store Manamon. Select the Manamon to store market.
Okay.
Jaminer. Ready. Manja.
Okay, Ready. Farday.
Cancel. Store.
Spy. Sorry.
Select the Manamon to store market. Jaminer, Manja, Flamric, Manja.
Manja.
What do you want to do with Manja? Store.
Sorry.
Select the partition to store.
Bye.
Select the Manamon to store. Merkit. Jaminer, Flamric, cancel. Merkit.
Okay.
Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve Manamon. Viewing partition 1. Vibrogen. Wormer, Squirming, Fist, Jackanay, Jingle, Zibbit, Ratzel, Ferruddy, Rats, Zibbit. What do you want to do with Zibbit? Retrieve. Viewing partition 1. Empty.
Okay.
Ratzel, Ferruddy.
I do not want Ratzel.
Manja. Empty.
And I have a blank.
Which service do you wish to
two blank spots, I think.
Select an option in your party. Merkit. Jaminer, Flamric, Zibbit, cancel.
Yeah, for two blank
select
spots there.
Party.
And that's fine at this point, because we're going to get a few other random derps to add to our team shortly, so... Yes. Oh, shoot, there's a person there.
so mana mod can only transform when a certain item is used on them. There are several different items that do this. If you select a transformation item like the star element and select use mana mod, you scroll over who needed the transform will be highlighted. Your speech will notify you of this by saying highlighted after their name.
Cool. And then there's always, actually, didn't show this before. At the top of every Minimon Marketplace, or in Minimon Hotel now, you're gonna have this person that'll allow you to do the online stuff. I'm not gonna do that right now, clearly, but just make you aware that that's there. So let's get out of here.
Natural.
There's honestly not a lot more to do in this city. Oh!
Matt found the max skill ring.
I'll take that, thank you. Let's see if I can find. Oh! I heard a building. Let's go check this place out.
Hi, Rupa.
Okay, there's a pub. You'll have to come back here later. There's not much to do here right now. Although you can. I'm gonna actually make a tour of this, see if I can find anything hidden along the walls, because I did last time. I went in here. So I'm just running along the walls, hitting enter, drumming my enter key. Do-do-do! It's piano.
A huge piano plays music to all of them. Standing next to the piano, the music is almost too loud.
Yeah, this is a big piano. Yeah, I don't think there's any hidden items in here. Oh well, we tried. But you won't want this pub later. You'll get a certain item in a few episodes from now. You'll get a really cool item that'll allow you to travel back to places you've been. Okay, that's the pub. And that's about all there is here. So what we're gonna do... I think that's it. Yep. So, we're gonna go north and cross this bridge.
I stopped on the bridge as I heard two people talking to each other and raised voices ahead of me. I'm sorry, Daxton, I am sorry, a female voice said. I could see her head, long red hair unsettled in the wind, her brown eyes staring intently at the male participant in this loud conversation. You shouldn't be sorry, love. You should just trust me, the man, Daxton, said passionately. To hell with your parents. See, she screamed, beginning to cry a little. This is why I can't be with you. You don't understand what my parents need from you, how tough it would be on me to disobey their wishes and continue that they do. I do understand, really I do, Daxton pleaded with the woman. Lara, please, please just listen to me. I'd do anything for you as long as I don't have to lose you to your parents or to anyone else for that matter. Look, Daxton, I just have to go, okay, the woman, Lara said. Lara, I be trailed off. He sat down on the dirty bridge, looking out over the water. Ahem, I cleared my throat. Oh, hello, didn't see you there, he said, trying to wipe away a tear without me noticing. I couldn't help but overhear the conversation you were having with I trailed off, losing my nerve. Did you? He asked, scowling. I shrunk back. He suddenly broke down crying and I was made all the more uncomfortable. I wanted to propose to her today, he said through his sobs. I had the whole thing planned out in my head. I bought her in and told her to meet me after my work today on the bridge. I had the ring in my pocket all day, but at some point whilst I was working in the mineral tunnel, it must have fallen out of my pocket. Well, without the ring, I was too nervous to propose and things just got nasty.
Now we have to find this ring. Just spoiling that right now.
I was going to show her the ring to prove how much I loved her, but... He started crying some more. I'm an idiot, he finally finished. A damn idiot. I could go into the mineral tunnel and try and find the ring for you, I offered. No, I couldn't ask you to do that, he said. No, I want to, I said. There was a reason I wanted to, but I didn't want to say it just then. Okay, he said, reluctantly. I think I dropped it near the I Park Road exit of Mineral Tunnel, that's where I was stationed all day. It's in an area of the cave you wouldn't have been in during your trip from Basildale to here. Also, I Park Road leads to Avalik City where the second stadium is. You can tackle the second stadium while you're there. Wait, how did you know I came from Basildale, I asked. He absently motioned to my stadium keyring where my amplify key sparkled in the sunlight. I'll be on my way then, I said. When you come back, I'll be waiting in the I Brew Pub, he said.
That's why we all need to go there. But anyway, we're not quite done with,
Location, Hanshaw Village.
Hanshaw Village yet. So let's continue across this bridge. Now. We cannot take this gate yet.
This area is off limits temporarily due to unpredictable volcanic behavior.
Yeah, so we can't do anything about that yet. So we have a couple buildings here. Let's check out this one on the left.
House.
There is nothing important in this house right now. This house
I develop add-ons for a robotic manamon called Placibit. If you have a Placibit, I can sell you some of my goods.
Yeah, we don't have a Placibot yet. So, we're not gonna worry about that. Okay, let's check out this building on the right.
Arcade there.
We're in the arcade that it cut off, but anyway. This dude says, hey there.
Welcome to the Anch Arcade. I've not seen you around here before, this must be your first time.
It is in this playthrough.
I'll give you 10 free tokens you can use to play arcade games. Oh, wait a second. You don't have an arcade case. Let me give you one. Matt received an arcade case. Matt stores the arcade case, and if you select the arcade case from your other item's pocket, it will tell you how many tokens you have. It will also tell you how many credits you have. Credits can be earned by playing arcade games and can be redeemed for neat prizes. I'll let you explore for yourself.
So there are a crap ton of games here. And you can buy tokens from this dude.
Welcome to the Anch Arcade. What can I help you with today? Redeem credits. Buy tokens, you have 10 tokens.
I'm actually gonna buy a couple.
Alright, how many tokens would you like? 2 tokens, 34 tokens, 8 tokens, 16 tokens, 240 gold. 8 tokens, 120 gold.
I'll buy a few here.
There you are, 8 tokens.
I'm not gonna play any of the games in this episode.
Have fun. Is there anything else I can help you with? Redeem credits. Buy tokens, you have 18 tokens. More info. Cancel.
Okay.
Redeem credits.
Let's redeem them.
Select
we don't
the
have
wish
any.
To buy power potion, 250 credits.
These are some of the things you'll get more as the more stadium keys you earn. But right now we have
power potion,
250 power potion.
Credits. Defensive potion, 250 credits.
The reason it's dinging is because, or it's bonking, is because we don't actually have enough credits to buy the items we are sitting on.
Speedy potion, 250 credits. Optical potion, 250 credits. Magic potion, 200 credits. Charm potion, 250 credits. Aura potion, 250 credits. Pure blood, 650 credits. Holy robe, 1000 credits. Stone dart, 1000 credits. Session bell, 1500 credits. Fairy suit, 1500 credits. Heavy blade, 3000 credits. The Manamon auto sun, 4500. The Manamon placebo, 7000 credits.
There's the placebot. Or the placebot. But it's 7000 credits. We don't have a credit.
Cancel.
Don't even have one credit, let alone 7,000. So,
is there anything else I can help you with? Redeem credit. I hope more info. Cancel. Have a nice time.
For some reason, you can't press escape to get out of this menu, but I'm not gonna worry about the game place right now, the
Cancel
arcade. I might do that in another episode, but we don't need it right yet. That's all that's here. So, to the people that ask, where do I go next after the Hancha Village? The dude that lost the ring just told you. You have to go back in the Minerith Tunnel and find the ring. So we're going to do that next episode. So that's what I got for this episode. So we did a little bit of team building advice. I showed you the type effectiveness manual. Also, the manual for the game itself is in there. So it'll tell you all about the keystrokes, a bit about the game. You want to go read that. And I know a lot of people are like, meh, I don't want to read the manual. But if you read the manual, your life will be smoother. At least take a look at the keystrokes section, because it'll tell you how to do a lot of stuff. Now, I did cover quite a few of the keystrokes. But, yeah. Go check it out. And, yeah. So, on that note, thank you very much for listening. I should have all the stupid BitTorrent sync issues fixed now. I had to do a bit of rigmarole to get that to work. My Mac Mini server is actually now the host for it, because it doesn't CPU hog. I'm actually running running the public beta of the new Mac OS. So, and it doesn't quite work well there. Anyway. That's neither here nor there or relevant to this walkthrough. But, now, needless to say, I should have the issues fixed. So, thank you to the few of you that are actually subscribed. I appreciate that. Hopefully there will be more. Please feel free to share that secret that I have put out there. If you don't have it, find me on Twitter. At Eyeless Mac, EyeLessMac, or PM me on the audiogames.net forum, and I will get it to you, because I have it written down in a very handy location. So, yeah, anyway, this is going to do it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye for now.